Crispin. At the outset, this stitch in scape time, holding still, the scape paper shoreline coming up on your left, another hollow fairground lit in wheel shapes, pink and tin. Somebody calls for a paper engineer so that more of the world should pop up. They would put a most kissable dead sentry on fire stakeout duty, against which backdrop we are holding hands. The exact might of someone instantaneous, ballooning with literate dare, catching on to scare tactics, stooping to touch their spatial ganglia, their gang leaders in exile. In the city, it might seem the cash garland is in a state of lethean mismanagement, the shredder churning late into the night. But the secretary's earpiece confirms outright that you compile spirit and weld a disordered polonaise as an introduction to the fire escape. A keeper of the secret shade of sensory aphasia, nocturnal, insatiable, bearing down, agreeing to raise the stake, the narrow paper cut, that short slit in the hypothalamus, and a single bacterium in your palm, you eventually flower and sit upright, but now struggling to sustain, now the neck brace buckles, now nothing. You are oblivious to the power cut, your downpour jacking grace, reclaiming the steel juice out of sheet talk. It is the stave set down in the umbrage of a drumstick claw or periodic washer, and so delicately scoot up, shearing from recourse to and not to neutrino, whereby the zero mass and one item or less meets the flexor voice in an instant of sheer sable pitted against braille. Possibly when your tea comes in a paper cup, you are more inclined to relax, more able to let go. Then one night you sit for ages head on one side, a kid thinking about God. In tandem, we were tacitly chasing the event lizard one time, and you said to step aside for a grasshopper robe, but we are muddled up in scarlatina and beginning to sweat. On the other side, we could watch the clock and the sentimental onion yielding pre-speech tokens, a puffin stranded on ice, a metal elbow shapeshifter, a black diadem in a corporal frame of beeswax and paraffin. Or, in Hackney, the cello says, hello, the flute says, for God's sake, let me go. And wherever you are, you know to be the yes-maker, author of air shapes, not their guardian, nor the diligent birdman, not even. And so, by rubbing, choking, you, Chris, chuck out the Varchi flex in a curving jet, and the ordinary minion tone ropes tick in the popular grass. How so steadfastly this man pinpoints the ideal rhizome, its veterinary codes. Lastly tonight, you are indexing the downstream supercharger, slaking, fusing, lopping the cutthroat shock of the especial shape of tacks. You are taking dictation at a typewriter full of rubber bullets. In perpetual reconstruction, the principal stone and jab, still patching the micro groove, still might get here soon. Thanks to the teak, the shale, their stabilised intent, you suddenly grab a skybook.